Welcome to Divine Destiny with Paul Warden. Last week, Paul talked about a confirmed covenant. Today, Paul will be talking about abundant life. Let's join Paul now as he teaches abundant life.
This is Paul Warden, and I would like to welcome you back to Living Truth Ministries. We've been talking about this vision and this dream that God has given to each and every one of us that belongs to Him, on how He wants us to nurture and to build on this dream and on this vision, and how we can put our trust in God fully to make this dream and this vision a reality. We can't do it on our own. There's no way we would ever succeed. We have to trust on God. We talked a little bit last time about the little ceremony that God did with Abraham, where God caused a deep sleep to fall upon Abraham, and they slain some bulls and separated them, and then God walked through between the bulls and stuff to make this covenant with Abraham. And if you remember, God did it by Himself. That shows that God alone will stand behind His agreement, that God alone will stand behind His promises, and that He will never ever go back, or He will never ever break those promises. Praise God for that. Now today we're going to talk about the abundant life, and we're going to talk some more about the covenant that God made with Abraham, and how each and every one of us are entitled to the same covenant, the same promises, and the same help that God promised Abraham. The blessings God conferred upon Abraham, which are passed on to you as His spiritual seed, endue you with power for an abundant life. Endue means He gives you the power. He gives you the necessary things that you need to have an abundant life. They assure power for success, prosperity, fruitfulness, healing, blessing, and long life. The blessings of Abraham were given from God through Christ to you. The promises were spoken to Abraham and to his seed. The scripture does not say, and to seeds, which is plural, meaning many people, but to you and your seed, meaning one person, who is Christ. You can read about that in Galatians 3, verse 16. If you are a born-again believer, then these blessings are yours. This is what makes an understanding of this covenant so vital. Many believers are living far below their spiritual heritage because they do not understand that this covenant extends to them. That is so true. You stop and you think and you look at your life, how we live such a defeated, unsuccessful life. If we would just put our trust in God and claim His promises and claim this power and stuff that He promised Abraham, we can have the same thing. They do not understand its provisions or how to receive the benefits. This lack of knowledge results in many living defeated and desperate lives. God's word declares, "My people are destroyed for lack of knowledge." And you can read that in Hosea 4:6. Now, what does he mean by destroyed for lack of knowledge? Even myself, guilty of this, but how much time do you spend studying and reading the word of God each day? That's how God speaks to you. That's how God speaks to me, is through His Word. And there is so many promises, so many facts that God has promised us and said He would give to us if we would just search it out and study it and learn it and then apply it to us. The provisions of this covenant are yours, passed on to you from God through Jesus Christ. The covenant is confirmed in your life the same way it was in the life of Abraham, by God alone. Jesus Christ walked alone to Calvary and through his blood sacrifice paid the price for your salvation and the spiritual benefits of this covenant. Now, he which establishes us with you in Christ and hath anointed us in God, who hath also sealed us and given the earnest of our spirit in our hearts. That's Christ. That's a promise from God that we can find in his word when we pray and when we study and when we read. That's in 2 Corinthians 1:21-22. The fulfillment of this covenant is not dependent upon you. Thank God for that, because how many people can you depend upon life when they give you their word or say something? But God never goes back. God never fails you. He is faithful until we die. He is faithful even after. It is only dependent upon your obedience to accept and act upon the terms of the covenant. You must believe in Jesus Christ and accept him as your Savior in order to become the spiritual seed of Abraham. But what saith it? The word is nigh thee, even in thy mouth and in thy heart. That is the word of faith which we preach, that if thou shalt confess with thy mouth the Lord Jesus, and shalt believe in thine heart that God has raised him from the dead, thou shalt be saved. For with the heart man believeth unto righteousness, and with the mouth confession is made unto salvation. That's in Romans 10:8-10. The promises of the Abrahamic covenant are attained by grace through faith, just as your salvation is secured. For by grace are ye saved through faith, and that not of yourselves. It is the gift of God, not of works, lest any man should boast. That's in Ephesians 2:8-9. This is saying if you do not know Christ as your personal Savior, now is the day to accept him, which is easy. All you do is say, Father, I am a sinner. I realize that I don't have Christ in my life, and I ask him to come into my life to forgive me of my sins and to make me clean. And that's all you got to say. That's all you got to do and mean it from your heart. And God will do the rest. And then this covenant, these dreams, these visions are for you. And this is all a gift from God. This is a promise that God will never back down from. This is a promise that God will never change. This is a promise that God will never break. So if you don't know Jesus Christ as your personal Savior, now is the time to do it. Like it says in Romans 10:9, that if thou shalt confess with thy mouth the Lord Jesus, and shalt believe in thine heart that God has raised him from the dead, you will be saved. It's that simple. It is a gift. There's nothing we can do to earn it. There's nothing we can do to make God change it or make it easier or better. It's simple. It's a gift given freely to you. Let's have a word of prayer. Oh, blessed Heavenly Father, how we thank you for this covenant. How we thank you that we can depend upon your word, depend upon your promises. And Father, that we know beyond knowing that you will never back down, that you will never break your promise. That Father, that you are there to help us, that you are there to lead us, that you are there to guide us. And Father, if someone is listening that does not know you, that Father, that you will speak to their heart right now, and that they will accept this gift that you have freely given to everyone that calls upon your name. Father, touch each one that hears this. Father, enlighten their minds, enlighten their hearts, and help them have the desire to study your word and to know your word. Father, we thank you for everything that you have done. We thank you for this time that we can get together and to talk about this covenant that you have given and that you have promised to each and every one that serves you. Father, make this dream, make this vision a reality through us, that we can bless you and help others to come to know you as their personal Lord and Savior. Father, we thank you for everything that you have done. We thank you for your love, and we thank you for your grace, and we thank you for Jesus for shedding his blood for our sins. Father, we thank you that we can come to you anytime, and you are there to help us. Father, we thank you and we ask you all of this in the wonderful, precious, mighty name of Jesus. Amen.
We hope you enjoyed studying the Divine Destiny with us and today's teaching, Abundant Life. Join Paul next week as he talks about spiritual circumcision. All material is furnished by Harvest Time International Institute and Living Truth Bible College. You can find helpful material like this and more by going to www.myltbc.org. Again, that's myltbc.org. We want to hear from you. If you enjoy Paul's teachings today, you can write or email us. Our email is divinedestiny@ltmforchrist.com. Again, that's divinedestiny@ltm4christ.com. Or you can mail us and address it to LTM Post Office Box 87083, Vancouver, Washington 98687. This broadcast is brought to you by Living Truth Ministries.